So in summarizing this, it's the process that makes you rich, not the property. The beauty of this right now is that of the six-step process, I'm probably pretty good at the first three and below average on the last three. Kim is excellent on the last three and actually pretty good on the first three also. So we work as a partner on these investments. I go and I watch her. Sometimes she watches me. But in the process, we're learning. We're responsible for all six steps. And that's the most important part because it's the process that makes you rich, not this investment. And in summarizing again, this is where we hold our wealth. Kim and I have several companies. Those companies generate income. That income is invested in real estate because it gives us stability. You know, heaven forbid if I should die or something happens to Kim. The point here is this: if something happens to us, it doesn't affect our cash flow. The real estate money keeps coming in every month. We have our corporation set up and things like this. The money keeps coming in. So we don't live in fear as many couples do. You know, what if my husband's disabled or he dies or a wife dies or what happens if he leaves me or she leaves me and all this? That is not part of us. So the beauty of real estate is it makes us richer and richer. Our cash flow every month comes into the tens of thousands of dollars every month. If we lost our businesses, we still have more than enough money to cover our living expenses. So that is the beauty of real estate. The best thing of real estate is I found the life's partner. So as I say, Kim is my best friend. She's my business and investment partner, and then she's my wife. But it gives us something to talk about all the time, and it gives us something in common.
One of the greatest lessons and really a freedom that's come from investing is there was always a bit of a dependence on Robert because I was somewhat tied to him financially. He was always the visionary of the company and the one that drove the company forward. So if he left, there was still this dependence on him financially. When I absolutely understood the game of investing and real estate investing, and I understood how to do it, I then realized I no longer needed Robert. And I was able to look at Robert and say, I absolutely want to be with you. And it changed our entire relationship. I would say now our relationship is one of more love and respect and fun.
And happiness.
Very happy.
So the point here is this. In 1989, Kim started investing. And less than 10 years later, she had a multi-million dollar portfolio. She's richer than most men in America on her own. She has a six-step process plus the other steps beyond that now that make her a very wealthy young woman. And she has independence. And that's what I love about the process. It's not what you earn, it's what you learn in the process and who you become.
And who you become is everything. Thank you, Robert.
So in closing, I would like to say that if you're interested in the world of investing, it is a lot easier if your spouse or your primary relationship and your family is with you. I have met so many couples where one person wants to invest, the other person has their knees knocking, saying, oh, it's too risky and all this. And it's okay to have your knees knocking, but if you're not willing to learn, then it's really tough because one person will go forward and the other person will pull them back. So if I could give a piece of advice before you start investing, if you're in a primary relationship, please talk it over and discuss the advantages, the pros and the cons, the knee knocking, the risk, the budgeting, and all the things you have to go through. Because Kim and I are on the same wavelength, we educate together, the process is a lot easier. I have friends whose wives or husbands are not interested in the subject. And I went to this lecture once, and the guy said, if your spouse, your husband or wife, is not on your team, your chances of success are zero financially. And I don't know if it's zero, but I would say it's a lot tougher. So it's very important, as a word of advice, if you have a primary relationship, talk to them, let them listen to this program, and make sure that you're on the same team.